हे अभिपन, आज हम बात करने वाले हैं इनफर्टिलिटी के बारे में। आजकल की लाइफस्टाइल को देखते हुए बहुत चीजें चेंज हो चुकी है। इनफर्टिलिटी आजकल की ये एक कॉमन प्रॉब्लम हो चुकी है, जिसकी वजह से कई कपल्स को IVF का सपोर्ट लेना पड़ता है, और इसमें अप्रोक्स 11% कपल है जिन्हें ये फेस करना पड़ता है। और जरूरी नहीं है कि सिर्फ वुमेन्स को ही ये फेस करना पड़ता है, इसमें मेल भी इनफर्टिलिटी का एक्सपीरियंस कर सकते हैं। दोनों को कुछ बातें हैं जो समझनी चाहिए, जो जाननी चाहिए, और फर्टिलिटी को इम्प्रूव करने के लिए कुछ स्टेप्स हैं जो वो ले सकते हैं, और आज हम उसी के बारे में बात करेंगे कि व्हाट इज फर्टिलिटी, हाउ टू बूस्ट फर्टिलिटी, व्हाट इज फर्टिलिटी इन अ वुमेन एंड मेन। सबसे पहले हम फर्टिलिटी के बारे में जानेंगे एंड फिर हम जानेंगे कि कैफीन कैसे अफेक्ट करता है फर्टिलिटी पे। Hey everyone, I am Shivani Singh, digital creator, podcaster, founder of Mapreneur, and your host. Okay, we have on board our guest Dr. Surakshit Patina, who is a MD gynecologist. He has achieved fellowship and diploma cosmetic gynecology from UK and fellowship in reproductive medicine from UK. He has also been winner of the Icon Award 2019. So last but not the least, he is also founder and MD Indigo Women's Center. I welcome you on this platform to share some insight to our audience. Give us a brief introduction of yourself.
Yes. Thank you so much, Shivani, for having me on your wonderful podcast. I'm so happy that you are doing this to make sure that, you know, a lot of people are able to get some value from your podcast, especially in terms of infertility, because many couples do not know about what exactly infertility is. They don't know how to define infertility. So today we will definitely break down most of these things so that, you know, your audience will have a basic idea of what infertility is, when they should seek treatment, and, you know, and especially you are more, you know, you're having concerns of how caffeine also affects fertility. So we're going to talk about that. I think all in all, this is going to be very exciting. Thank you for the opportunity. And secondly, unfortunately, I'm not very good at Hindi, you know, because me born and brought up in Tamil Nadu, you know, we are not really sensitive towards speaking in Hindi. We only speak in Tamil. So I think I've already informed you as well that, you know, I'm making my daughter study Hindi so that she doesn't have this communication problem. So I again apologize for not being able to communicate in Hindi, but definitely what I say will be some information, the information what I give you will be useful, and definitely your audience will be benefited from that. So a small brief about myself. I have been practicing for the past 8 years in Indigo Women's Center, Chennai. This is my own establishment. We take care of all patients who are suffering from infertility. We help them conceive as early as possible. We also have a laparoscopic, 3D laparoscopic unit, which is one of the very first, you know, true 3D unit, which is there in South India. And we have that at our hospital. We try to perform all kinds of complex procedures laparoscopically. So we don't do open surgeries anymore. Everything is only laparoscopy. And the second thing is we also do a lot of cosmetic gynecology, which is a new and budding field where patients who are having issues of, you know, when they cough or sneeze, when they have any urinary leakage, we are able to solve all these problems without doing any surgery. There are new technologies out in terms of laser and the HIFEM energy. So, you know, a lot of advancements over there. So definitely a lot of exciting times ahead. Today, I think we're going to talk about fertility. So Shivani, if you're ready, you can ask us the questions so that we can start answering them one by one.
Yeah, sure, sir. And thank you so much for your precious time. Sir, I'm very excited. And अभी हमारे बहुत सारे पॉडकास्ट आएंगे, और हाँ, आप मुझे पता है कि जैसे हमारा ये पॉडकास्ट हिंदी में है, लेकिन अगर जैसे नहीं समझ में आ रहा है तो मैं वेबसाइट पे मैं हिंदी में पूरा पॉडकास्ट अपलोड कर दूंगी, देन वेबसाइट के थ्रू भी आप चेक कर सकते हैं। अब पहले मैं कुछ क्वेश्चंस आपसे करूंगी इनफर्टिलिटी को लेकर.
सो लेट अस फर्स्ट टॉक अबाउट हाउ इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ व्हाट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ इनफर्टिलिटी. व्हेन डू यू से वन पर्सन इज इनफर्टाइल. ओके, दैट इज द मोस्ट सिंपल थिंग. बेसिकली व्हेन अ कपल इज ट्राइंग टू कंसीव by having unprotected intercourse, that is, they are having sex without using condom and they have not had a baby for 1 year, if in case they are lesser than 35 years of age, they are called as infertile. If they are more than 35 years of age, then that means that if they are trying for 6 months and they are not having a baby, then we say the couple is having infertility. Okay, so okay. 1 year for anyone who is lesser than 35 years and 6 months for someone who is more than 35 years. So that is a basic definition of fertility and infertility, a couple is having infertility. So when is the right time to go and visit your hospital, or when is the right time? Is if in case you are maybe around 25 to 26 years, you're trying for pregnancy, you have tried for 1.5 years and you're not having any pregnancy, that is when you have to go and meet a gynecologist or a fertility specialist so that you can get yourself evaluated on where exactly the problem is.
Okay. और सर जैसे अभी आपने बताया कि what is fertility और क्या problems होती हैं.
Yes.
तो क्या age भी affect करता है fertility के
लिए? That is why I said if it is lesser than 1 year, then you know, sir, if they are lesser than 36 years, then we say, you know what, it is for 1 year. But just imagine, by 36 years itself, we reduce the whole time frame of infertility definition from 1 year to 6 months. So which means every year after 36, the fertility keeps dropping. Okay, it's not like that for men. Men can stay fertile even after, you know, they are 38, 39 or even 55. Men don't lose their fertility. But women, after the age of 35, their fertility potential drops down drastically. Okay, so this is the way it is. Why, you will ask me, this is the case? Why only women will have drop in fertility, whereas men don't have drop in fertility? The reason is because women have only certain number of eggs when they are born. Maybe they are born with 100 million eggs. And that will keep on reducing from the time of birth all the way up to menopause. But for men, every month, every week, in fact, there will be new sperm production which is there. So men will tend to be less infertile than women because women have a set number. If, for example, you are born with lesser number of eggs than other women, then of course you will get menopause much faster. So that is the reason why we ask women by around 33, 34, they should try to have a baby by that time.
Okay. And then sir, जैसे आपने बताया कि नहीं जैसे आपने 35 age के बाद आपने बताया, तो क्या smoking भी fertility को affect करता है?
100%. You see, when every time you go for, when someone smokes, right? The amount of blood circulation to the reproductive system reduces. So the blood supply, when it is reduced to the uterus and fallopian tubes and the ovaries, the chances of her to conceive also will be reduced. So smoking is one of the few things that you have to decide to quit before you start planning for your pregnancy, because when you are smoking and if you're trying to get pregnant, then definitely it is going to affect your fertility. So I had a patient, okay, she was around 32 years of age and she was regularly following up with me. So we found out that all her blood works and all her AMH, all her values were normal. Her husband side also, everything was normal. And then we started fertility treatment and then we were wondering why she was not conceiving after every few months. But then again, no, she never used to tell us that she used to go and she used to have smoke and she never used to drink. She never used to inform us that because she was a little shy actually bringing that out. So then what happened one fine day is that when I was going out, like that with a couple of friends, I happened to see her as well. And then she was smoking. So of course, I didn't go and talk to her at that point of time. The next time when she came into the clinic, I did ask her, do you smoke from time to time? She said, yes, doctor, I regularly smoke at least one packet a day. And that's when I told her, so you have to stop smoking. Only then you'll have a chance of conceiving. And the next 3 to 4 months, we tried with fertility medications and then she conceived. So ideally, what I'm trying to say here is smoking is one of the biggest deterring factors for people who are trying to conceive. So try to quit smoking so that you have a better chance of conceiving in your next cycle.
ओके सर, जैसे अभी आपने बताया कि स्मोकिंग बहुत ज्यादा अफेक्ट करता है, लेकिन जैसे अगर उन्होंने इतना टाइम से वो स्मोक कर रहे हैं तो उसे वो कैसे रिकवर कर सकते हैं, क्योंकि आपके जो अंदर केस्टाइन है और लंग्स है तो वो सब खराब हो चुके हैं, तो वो भी तो अफेक्ट करेंगे ना.
द ब्यूटी इज द मोमेंट यू स्टॉप स्मोकिंग, the very next day itself, the lungs start expanding a little bit more. So, which means the blood circulation gets back as early as possible. See, our body is very good at healing itself. So, when you stop that one particular activity which is causing harm to your body, the body by itself will adapt to the new situation and it will become much better. So, regeneration of cells happen and, your body will be able to, process back its fertility how it was before you started smoking. So the idea is to kick smoking as early as possible. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And sir, female ka bhi isme female ka bhi wahi role matter karta hai, means wahi sab cheeze matter karti hai agar female bhi karti hai to.
Yeah. I think it's not only for women. I was just talking about women, but at the end of the day, smoking also affects men as well. Men will have low motility of sperm, which means sperm, no? It has to move fast to go and it has to go fertilize the egg. When we look at the semen analysis, at least 50% of the sperm, 35% of the sperm should be moving fast. Okay. But for people who are smoking, the number of sperms which are moving fast will be reduced. And that is the time when we say that there is a problem called as asthenozoospermia, which means the sperms are moving very slowly. And this happens for couples who are trying to conceive, and this also happens for people who are smoking. So definitely if they stop smoking, then these values also increase.
Okay. Or sir, now I'm asking common myth related to fertility usually asked by patient. Jaise fertility be enhanced being yoga and exercise?
You by doing exercise and yoga, you are not improving your chances of fertility, but rather you are having your optimal level of fertility. You're gaining your optimal level, because what happens is when people gain weight after marriage, many women gain weight. So when they gain weight, what happens is the fertility potential is lost. They reduce the amount of fertility. You will ask me why. Because of excessive weight, what will happen is they will have some issues in insulin levels. They will have insulin resistance. So once they have insulin resistance, they will have issues like polycystic ovarian disease. And PCOD by itself again causes insulin resistance. So it becomes a very vicious cycle. And what happens in PCOD, the egg is not released every cycle. Usually the time when the egg is released for any woman who has a 28-day cycle will be somewhere between the 12th day to 14th day the egg is released. In women who are having PCOD, the eggs will not release at all. So that is the reason why we inform the women that they should be at an ideal weight throughout their pregnancy and throughout the time, even during the marriage and after that, especially when the time they're trying to conceive, because it is very important for fertility. Obesity is one of the main reasons why people are having infertility in today's world. And what we have found is if in case even a little bit of exercise if women do, like they don't have to do great, they don't have to do for 1 hour, they don't have to do for 1.5 hours, no need. You do for 15 minutes walking every day itself, if a woman is very obese, her chances of fertility will improve like 3 to 4 times. So she has to eat good food also, and at the same time she needs to exercise well. When you ask me whether it enhances the fertility, no, it does not enhance the fertility. But you will get the most optimal level of fertility when you go ahead and do yoga and exercise.
ओके एंड सर अभी yes. जैसे आपने बताया कि पीसीओडी एक प्रॉब्लम yeah. हो सकता है और ये yeah. प्रॉब्लम है सर yes. आप इसमें बता सकते हैं कि जैसे पीसीओडी का रेशियो क्या है yes. कि अभी कितनी वुमेन्स है जो पीसीओडी yeah. से परेशान है
टू टेल यू फ्रैंकली शिवानी ऑलमोस्ट आई वुड से अराउंड 80% ऑफ वुमेन हु आर कमिंग इनटू द क्लिनिक for fertility treatment and who are below the age of 35 have some amount of PCOD. 80%, which means it is very common nowadays. When I was doing my college time, we never used to see PCOD only. I mean, I have never seen a patient who had PCOD when I was doing college, which is almost 12 to 13 years back. But in the last few, 6-7 years, the incidence of PCOD is raised so much. So I'm not really sure where exactly we are going wrong or what is the reason of this. But this is how the trend is. And usually, we always follow the West. That's how we say. If it happens in the West, it happens in India, maybe 5 or 6 years later. So we start seeing PCOD in them first. And slowly start transitioning into our Indian population as well. So, yeah, definitely PCOD okay. is on the rise. And a lot of women are actually suffering from PCOD. Doesn't mean that all people who have PCOD will have fertility issues. But most people who have fertility issues will have some kind of PCOD if they are of a younger age group.
Okay. एंड सर जैसे आपने ओबेसिटी की भी बात की तो ओबेसिटी और एक्स्ट्रा बॉडी वेट कैन अफेक्ट फर्टिलिटी
ओबेसिटी ऑफ कोर्स विल अफेक्ट फर्टिलिटी बिकॉज यू नो एज आई ऑलरेडी टोल्ड यू बाय ओबेसिटी बाय इटसेल्फ इज वन ऑफ द रिस्क फैक्टर्स फॉर पेशेंट्स टू हैव पीसीओडी दे आर कॉल्ड एज ओबेस पीसीओडी पेशेंट्स एंड दे हैव इंसुलिन रेसिस्टेंस बिकॉज ऑफ व्हिच they don't have any ovulation at all. That means eggs are not releasing for these patients. When the eggs don't release, it forms tiny, tiny cysts and falls inside the ovary. And that is the reason why these people have infertility. Not only that, they have also other issues. These women will have excessive hair growth over their face. They will have acne. They'll have pimple. All male kinds of characteristics will happen. They'll have female pattern baldness. All of this will come for these women who are having PCOD, especially obese PCOD. So that is the reason why we always ask them to keep an ideal weight.
Okay, right. Yes. और सर एक क्वेश्चन ये आता है कि पेशेंट के थ्रू कि क्या एसिडिटी भी एक रीजन हो सकता है इनफर्टिलिटी के लिए?
Acidity is not a cause of infertility, but of course, acidity. When you say acidity, what I am trying to think of is patients who are having some kind of gastric issues, like gastritis and things. Acidity is only because of the food they have. Yeah, gastritis is only because of the food they are having. If by chance they alter their food habits, then definitely the gastritis chances will be less. In fact, the reason why many people have gastritis is because they don't eat the food on time. If you are someone who eats the food on time, then the chances of you having gastritis is very, very, very minimal. Okay. So but if you ask me, is it a reason for infertility? Maybe. The reason why I say maybe is because if you are having bad food or if you are having fatty food or if you are having food at the wrong time, which means that is the reason why you are having acidity. And when you don't eat food at the right time, then of course your chance of infertility also will be increased. Because if you have a lot of snacks and things like that, then of course due to your diet practices, your fertility potential also is reduced. So indirectly, your acidity is affecting your fertility.
And sir, हमारा जो टॉक चल रहा है फर्टिलिटी को लेकर जो कॉमन फैक्टर्स हैं कि क्या फैक्टर्स अफेक्ट करते हैं तो इसमें जो मेरा लास्ट क्वेश्चन है कैन रेगुलर सेक्स अफेक्ट द चांसेस ऑफ प्रेगनेंसी एंड क्या इंक्रीज कर सकता है ये फर्टिलिटी को
सो इट्स अ वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन यू आर आस्किंग मी वेदर हैविंग रेगुलर सेक्स विल इंप्रूव द चांसेस ऑफ फर्टिलिटी And you'll also asking whether having having more amount of sex will it you know, affect the chance of having a pregnancy, and or will it increase the fertility? So it's a two-part question. I will try to answer both of them. First thing is, when you say regular sex, if a couple is having everyday sex every day after the period, maybe the period gets over on the eighth day, and from that day all the way till the end of her period, if people are having sex, then yes, definitely there might be a possibility of them to reduce their fertility potential. Because why is this? Because is that, you know, the sperm at least takes that, you know, 1 month time for the full volume of sperm to be stored inside the testicles. But if in case they are regularly having sex, then what happens? All the good sperms are being ejaculated out. So that is why whenever we say, we ask the patient to have an abstinence, that is, they should at least stop having sex for 3 to 4 days, so that when they have sex, when the egg is released, then on that particular day, the higher chance of pregnancy will be there. Also, if you notice, men who regularly leave out a sample, or, you know, regularly have sex, what happens is the amount of semen volume will reduce for the patients. And this is always because, you know, the volume keeps on reducing the more number of times the male ejaculates. If in case the male ejaculates once in every 3 days or once in every 4 days, then of course the male volume will be more. So of course, when there is no more volume, there will be more chance of fertility. So it is not true that if they have every day that they will conceive. I mean, if they have sex every day, they will conceive. It's always ideal if the couple who are trying to conceive from the 12th day onwards till the 16th day, if they try on alternate days, so 12th day, 14th day, 16th day, 18th day, these 4 days, if they try to conceive on alternate days, then their chance of conceiving will be much more higher rather than trying every day.
Okay. और सर, जैसे अभी हमने इनफर्टिलिटी को लेकर बात, अब आप मुझे कुछ ऐसे एग्जाम्पल या ऐसे स्टोरीज बता सकते हैं जो हमारे जो ऑडियंस है वो रिलेट कर पाए उस स्टोरी से?
सो व्हाट हैपेंस नो, सो मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम इफ यू सी, मेनी पीपल डोंट अंडरस्टैंड दैट दिस फर्टिलिटी ट्रीटमेंट इज लाइक अ जर्नी. They cannot go to a hospital and expect them to give wonders on one day itself. So please, whenever any of your audience are trying to go and conceive, you ask them to choose a place where they'll be comfortable so that they can go for at least a few months. You should dedicate your time to becoming pregnant. You cannot say, oh no, I'm going to go today, next month I have to become pregnant. It will not work like that. You have to give enough amount of time once you go into the clinic. So make sure you are comfortable. Go and visit 2 or 3 different doctors. Don't just go to one place. Go to 2-3 different doctors so that you will know whether, you know, you are happy with the doctor or not. Because I know many couples who seek treatment with us, you know, they don't just come to us first. They go to like 2-3 different people, and then finally they try so many years and then they come to us. They'll be like, no, I should have come here earlier. So don't do that mistake. At least 2-3 different places if they go and consult. Doesn't matter. It should not be only next to your house, or it should not be like, you know, a little, even if in case it's a little further off, it doesn't matter, because you have to spend time so that you, quality time, so that you have a better chance of pregnancy. I have never seen a couple, it's very rare that a couple just comes into the clinic and the next month they become pregnant. It's very unlikely. So they should spend some time, and that is the only way how they are going to conceive faster. And also what I found is, many people know they get tired after 2 or 3 cycles of, you know, IUI. IUI is nothing but intrauterine insemination, where what we do is we freshen the sperm sample, we split it into 2 halves, we make it into good sperm and we make it into bad sperm. The good sperm alone they will take and put it directly inside the uterus. We do this so that we have an improved chance of pregnancy. If everybody is having a chance of conceiving by 20%, by doing IUI, we are improving it by around 2 to 3%. Every month we do an IUI, every month we will increase by 2 to 3%. But if you stop after 1 month, then again you will be losing that 2 to 3% and again you have to start from first. So make sure whenever you go for treatment, you finish it until you become pregnant and then come out. Don't stop treatment in between. unless you are not happy, or if you think the clinic's ideologies and your ideologies are not the same, then you can try to find another place where you can go and seek treatment. But don't take a lot of break, because the more break you take, the lesser are your chances of becoming pregnant, because age is the most important factor for anyone who's trying to conceive.
Okay. जैसे अभी हमने इन चीजों के बारे में बात की फर्टिलिटी के ऊपर, ओके
अब
मैं आपसे कैफीन से रिलेटेड कुछ क्वेश्चंस करूंगी कि हाउ कैफीन अफेक्ट फर्टिलिटी.
यस, इट्स अ वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन.
सबसे फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन आता है कि जो आइडियल इनटेक है कैफीन का पर डे कितना होना चाहिए.
Yes, many people will get angry when I say, but I would maximum say a person should take coffee not more than 2 cups. 2 cups of coffee should be the maximum what they take. But you know what, I cannot say that myself, because I myself take at least 3 to 4 cups of coffee every day. So I'm a very bad example to ask, but people who are trying to become pregnant, I would say they should restrict their coffee intake, because studies have shown that people who have more than 3 to 4 cups of coffee every day, they will take at least 9 months more time to get pregnant than people who are not having coffee. So 9 months it will be delayed for people who are having coffee. So better to avoid it while they're trying to become pregnant. So that is one thing about coffee we need to get out of the way. And for your question about how many cups, I think 2 to 3 cups should be maximum. Beyond that, they should not take if they're trying to conceive. If they're not trying to conceive, I think caffeine by itself has shown that it has many positive benefits, especially in terms of people who want to concentrate more. And in fact, we drink a lot of coffee for before, going and lifting weights. So because, it gives you a little bit of edge while you do a particular task. So definitely caffeine has its plus points, but also it has its negative points. So everything we should take in moderation. That is the word I'd like to use. Not too much, not too little. That we should do for coffee.
Okay.
Yes.
Sir, can high intake of caffeine causes of miscarriage? Zyada caffeine use karna bhi kya miscarriage ka karan ban sakta hai?
So, very importantly, what we need to know is caffeine by itself will cause fertility issues, but there are no studies which show that caffeine causes miscarriage. So, no matter how much coffee you take, there is very less likelihood that it is going to cause a miscarriage, because at the end of the day, it is like a stimulant only. So it is not really going to affect your baby.
Okay. Aur sir, jaise aapne bataya ki egg quality, jaise jo aapne bataya ki smoking se aapke sperm count kam hote hain, egg quality bahut decrease ho jati hai.
Definitely.
Caffeine bhi kya affect karta hai egg quality pe aur during or main during IVF?
Yeah. No, there are no studies to show that caffeine causes any issue in egg quality. So I don't think it should really bother someone who is undergoing treatment. But however, it is better to take coffee under moderation, because too much of coffee, more than 3 to 4 cups, may affect some issues in fertility, because there are so many microscopic levels of things we don't know about. So when we know that if you take coffee, it is going to take you 9 months more to conceive, why we want to take that risk? I would say better we don't take that risk, and better not to take that extra amount of coffee. So take 1 or 2 cups and that should be fine.
Okay. Yes. Caffeine hai, wo kya ovulation test pe bhi affect karta hai?
Ovulation is not affected by coffee. Ovulation is nothing but it's not an ovulation test. What you're trying to ask is that will ovulation be affected? That is, if in case the release of the egg will be affected if you have too much coffee? Not at all. If you have too much coffee, the release of the egg is not changed. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Yes.
Sir, what is morphology?
Morphology means basically how it looks. For example, I will give you an example. When you see some food, like you see an apple, when the apple is ripe and red, you know it is a good apple. When it looks a little bit brownish, you know it is a little bit soft, you know that it is not good quality. Like that. So just like that, when we look at the sperm and we look at the egg, you know, if it is good quality, then the morphology is good. If in case it is bad quality, the morphology is bad. Morphology is how the specimen looks. That is what we use as morphology. That is what we mean by morphology.
Okay. And then yes. Does caffeine affect sperm's morphology?
Tough to say because there are no studies which are looking at morphology of sperm, and there's no studies to show that the sperm quality is reduced. But at the end of the day, we know that excessive exercise or excessive sweating may sometimes cause issues of sperm motility will be reduced. And of course, by drinking more caffeine, you tend to be stimulated most of the time. It might cause a little bit of excessive sweating. And if in case, you know, it is there, then chances of you to reduce your, sperm motility is there. But I don't think it really affects to a very large degree. Probably to a very small degree, it might cause a problem. Otherwise, not at all.
ओके एंड सर जैसे अभी हमने कैफीन के ऊपर बात की तो अब बहुत सारी वुमेन्स है जो ये जानना चाहेंगी कि फर्टिलिटी को कैसे इंक्रीज किया जाए और कौन से ऐसे फूड्स हैं जो उन्हें लेने चाहिए तो क्या आप वो बता सकते हैं.
दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन शिवानी. व्हाट वी नीड टू नो इज व्हाट आर द काइंड ऑफ फूड्स व्हिच विल इंप्रूव और डिक्रीज द फर्टिलिटी. So, there are some foods which we call as the Mediterranean diet. Okay, just so Google it whenever you have time. Mediterranean diet is supposed to improve the chances of fertility in women. So, anything which are rich in, any foods which are rich in antioxidants, all vegetables and, dry fruits, all of these are very good to improve fertility. Whereas, of course, the worst deterrent for fertility is alcohol. Anyone who drinks alcohol, it will reduce their chance of fertility. So, alcohol is top on the list. Of course, there are also certain foods we ask to avoid, like papaya seeds. I think we all know that papaya seeds by themselves are some kind of abortifacient. So, we ask them not to take anything with papaya. At the same time, we ask them not to take mango, because if you have too much mango, everyone put on weight. And when you put weight, and of course it will cause you other issues of PCOD, obesity and everything else. So indirectly it will cause infertility. And thirdly, we ask people to avoid this pineapple.
Okay.
Because pineapple, not the outside, but the inside. The roundish structure which is there. The core of the pineapple is not supposed to be good for fertility.
Okay.
Yes.
मुझे नहीं पता था. And I like pineapple.
Yeah, everyone loves pineapple. But the problem is, it's not like it's too bad, but we tell them to avoid that thing. See, when people love pineapple, we don't tell them stop pineapple completely. We say have smaller amounts. Don't take more, have smaller amounts. Don't have like a whole pineapple. Maybe having, two or three pieces of pineapple will be fine for a day. So like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And also we ask them not to have too many grapes, because what happens when you have too many grapes, again, it will increase the amount of weight. So, and of course, when you're talking about dry fruits also, we ask them not to have the fat friendly dry fruits, like, figs and almonds. Almonds are okay. Figs, cashew nuts, all of these are very fat heavy. So that is the reason why we ask them to avoid them.
Okay. ये सब चीजें तो पता ही नहीं थी कि
पाइनएप्पल
भी अफेक्ट करता है.
यस यस इन फैक्ट फॉर मेनी प्रेग्नेंट वुमेन वी आस्क देम नॉट टू टेक पाइनएप्पल ओनली.
या या यस सर
यस 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 स्टार्ट दिस पॉडकास्ट
सर बिफोर 2 इयर्स.
ओह वाओ वेरी नाइस. सो फॉर योर कोविड टाइम यू स्टार्टेड इज इट.
यस सर यस सर
वेरी नाइस वेरी नाइस
यस सर. और सर मेन क्या था मेरा रीजन कि जैसे आप डॉक्टर्स के साथ में इसलिए करना चाहती थी क्योंकि जैसे बहुत सारे लोग गूगल पे सर्च करते हैं, हर चीज जानना चाहते हैं, ढूंढना चाहते हैं, फिर चाहे वो प्रेगनेंसी से रिलेटेड हो, इनफर्टिलिटी से रिलेटेड हो, जो भी मदरहुड, पेरेंटिंग, जो भी चीजें हो।
आई नो.
तो मैंने सोचा कि क्यों ना ऐसा पॉडकास्ट क्रिएट किया जाए जिसमें
दैट्स
उन्हें
वेरी
उनके
नाइस.
सारे सवालों के जवाब मिले।
यस, इट्स एक्चुअली अ वेरी गुड थिंग यू आर डूइंग शिवानी, बिकॉज एट द एंड ऑफ द डे यू आर स्प्रेडिंग सम पॉजिटिविटी, सम इंफॉर्मेशन फॉर पीपल विच यू नो दे कैन, विच पीपल माइट फाइंड हार्ड टू फाइंड अदरवाइज. सो पीपल हु आर फॉलोइंग यू विल गेट दिस इन्फॉर्मेशन एंड देन फ्रॉम देयर दे इट विल यू नो स्पार्क अ फ्यू मोर आइडियाज टू देम, मे बी आई शुड डू दिस, मे बी आई शुड डू दैट. सो डेफिनेटली आई थिंक यू नो इट विल बी अ बेनिफिट फॉर एवरीवन हु इज लिसनिंग टू दिस.
यस सर, थैंक यू सो मच।
यस.
और सर आप कुछ ऐसा बता सकते हैं कि और ऐसे कौन से फूड्स हैं जो नहीं लेने चाहिए? मीन्स क्या जंक फूड भी इसमें मैटर करता है? फास्ट फूड, जंक फूड, बाहर का खाना और कोल्ड ड्रिंक्स एंड
एनी काइंड ऑफ एरिएटेड ड्रिंक्स आर गोइंग टू बी बैड फॉर फर्टिलिटी. एनी काइंड ऑफ एरिएटेड ड्रिंक्स, सो वी नॉट ओनली फॉर फर्टिलिटी, दे आर एज सच बैड फॉर योर हेल्थ ओनली आई वुड से. सो ट्राई टू अवॉइड एज मच एज पॉसिबल एंड दैट शुड बी मोर देन सफिशियंट. एंड वेन यू सी जंक फूड, नो यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट लाइक नाचोस एंड चिप्स एंड ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स, ऑल ऑफ देम आर वेरी वेरी बैड फॉर हेल्थ. दे आर गोइंग टू मेक यू पुट ऑन वेट एंड फाइनली वेन यू पुट ऑन वेट दैट विल अफेक्ट योर फर्टिलिटी लेवल. सो बेटर टू अवॉइड देम इज व्हाट आई ऑलवेज से.
ओके, थैंक यू, माय क्वेश्चंस आर कंप्लीटेड।
I'm glad I was able to help you today. Thank you so much for
थैंक यू फॉर शेयरिंग योर व्यूज।
Thank you so much for having me, Shivani. It was a pleasure talking to you. I hope I was able to give you some information. I think we learned something new today. I mean that's the whole idea about having these podcasts. Everyone, we learn something new every day. That's more important. You know, I love being on podcasts because I think it is a medium which our Indians are now getting very used to. Before it used to be only people used to only see YouTube and they used to be that's it. They won't ever used to see anything else. But nowadays, a lot of people are exploring into podcasts. A lot of people are listening to podcasts. So it's very nice, that our Indians are consuming all different kinds of media. So it's very exciting for us as well to be over here on your podcast,
थैंक यू
Shivani. Yes.
सो मच फॉर योर प्रीशियस टाइम। बहुत अच्छा लगा आपके साथ बात करके। ये इन्फॉर्मेशन आपको कैसी लगी? अगर आपके पास और भी क्वेश्चंस हैं तो नीचे सबसे लास्ट में एक डिस्क्रिप्शन में लिंक आपको मिल जाएगी जिसमें आप वॉइस मैसेज के थ्रू क्वेश्चंस कर सकते हैं। हम आपके सारे क्वेश्चंस का रिप्लाई करने की कोशिश करेंगे। और शेयर करना ना भूलें, शेयरिंग इज ऑलवेज केयरिंग। तब तक के लिए बाय एंड टेक केयर।